Hello, I'm Keith Teedy. I'm coming to you from New Media Central, where we're using, as a tool for social change, this new media format called podcasting. It's on-demand digital content distributed directly to your digital device to get you a better understanding of what's going on here in the good old USA, and we also want to get your feedback. Just log on to my website at newmediacentral.org. And look around a little bit, see what you like, what you don't like, and there's a comments page. You can leave a comment or a question and appreciate it. We're also using this forum to keep people updated on what's being done and what can be done to reverse this crazy thing we call the federal government. Today I'm going to be talking about the fight, and my question to you is, are you ready for the fight? And what I mean by the fight is the revolution that's brewing in this country. I know everybody in this country feels it on some gut level that there's things that are happening here, folks. The government's gone crazy, and we got to stop it. And the only way you can stop a government that's this entrenched, a machine that works so well, is a revolution. Hopefully it's going to be a peaceful revolution, but whatever it takes, you know. Give me my gun. You come after me, you're in for a fight, buddy. And that's the attitude we got to take now. I'm a pretty passive kind of person, but I'm up against the wall. You know, like any animal, get them up against the wall and the fangs come out and, buddy, you better look out. Okay, as I mentioned, what I want to talk about is the crazy, crazy, crazy way that they are reaming the people who live in this country. This crazy government is, and I'm sure it's all show. I'm sure that it's all just show, just showmanship to try to get done what they want to get done, which is get Obamacare in. They know that it's not popular, that most people in this country are looking at Obamacare going, we can't even afford to get Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security taken care of. And this is bigger. It's insanity. But that's what they want. That's what that government wants, because it gives them almost complete and total control over every human in this country. And that's what they want. It's total socialism. They want to control every aspect of everything that happens in this country. And on some level, everybody in this country is going, yeah, I know, that's what it is. And we don't want that. And that's why it's so unpopular. That's why so many people don't want it. And honestly, the people who do want it are crazy. And I don't mean insane. I mean, they have reached a level, sadly, there are so many people in this country that have reached a level where you've given up. You've given up hope. You've given up your right to have a life, to succeed. You've put all your eggs in the one government basket that says, if you sell us your soul, we will take care of you the rest of your life. Well, start off with, that's not true. You won't have your life taken care of you for the rest of your life. That's the first fallacy. And the second one is, why would you sell your soul for that? Laziness, incompetence, lack of faith in yourself. I don't know what it is, but it's so crazy. I see the people in my mind. I see these people on the news that are that of that group. And it makes me want to vomit that these are Americans that are saying these things and thinking these things that they can never do. They can, in their lifetime, in their day-to-day living, not do a flipping thing. They can get up and roll over and go, oh, I'm not getting out of bed today because I don't have to. Government's going to take care of me. There are people like that in America, in this country, that you and I Love. What are we going to do? What are we going to do with these people? Well, I don't know if there is an answer to that. The only real answer is, once again, there is a moral majority in this country. We've been keeping quiet lately, and it's time to wake up and say, enough. Enough is enough here. You folks who don't want to get out of bed in the morning and just sit around with your government handouts and your free health care, you've turned into a glob of nothingness. And we don't want you around here anymore. This country was built on the backs of people who are strong and have a desire to succeed and will work until their fingers bleed, until their backs are broken to get this done. And the little wimpies that are sitting around going, we're not going to do nothing today because we just don't feel like it. They're not getting it. And it don't work. It causes this country to fall apart. It causes this country to go down the drain, the same drain that have swallowed up so many other countries in the world. And we can see it. We can see it happening. And we can see it happening to this country. We've seen it happen in other countries, and we can see it happening to this country. And what we got to do is go, enough. We cannot stand idly by and watch this country fall into the deep pit. The pit where it's okay to say stuff like, well, we're not going to do it today. We don't feel like it. And have a political police say, well, they can say that if they want to. And they don't have to get out of bed if they don't want to because they had a rough life and their parents were mean to them. And their dad's a drunk. And their mom's strung out on cocaine and heroin. No, it's not okay. You know, we've all had problems. There's a few golden people in this country where things just happen to go really good for them, but that number is very small. You can count them on one hand, pretty much. But the rest of us have had a rough life, and bad things happen, and you overcome them, and you don't worry about, I got a hangnail. I'm going to get Barack Obama and tell him I have a hangnail, so I need my Obama phone. And I need my health care, and I need my house and my car and my everything, and he's going to give it to me. No, that can't work. Think about it. Can that ever really work? I mean, think about it. I know there's people in this country who really believe that that can work, but it can't. And it especially can't work long term. And we've hit that point now, folks, where it's been going on in one form or another so long that we're broke. There's no more money. There's no more fat in the budget to slide over these little things like this. It's become a huge thing. And it's long overdue that we take care of it. It's getting to that point where pretty soon we're not going to be able to take care of it. But now we can. We still can right now. And we got to do it, folks. We got to say no. Whatever John Boehner's agenda is, he's saying no to Obamacare, and we got to get behind him and say, whatever it takes, get this behemoth out of our lives now. Get it out because it don't work and it's going to ruin the country. We got to stop it now. Defund it, kill it, do whatever you got to do. Get it out of there. That's number one on the list. Once we get that taken care of and we got to do that, and I'm serious, folks, call up your congressman and your senator and say, get that thing out. Stop it. Whatever you got to do, stop it. We don't know the mechanics of the shit that goes on in Washington, but whatever it takes to get this thing stopped, kill it. Kill it before it kills us. That's pretty much all it is. Then, once we get that taken care of, once we get that stupid law that was forced upon us by trickery and stupidity, and when I say stupidity, I mean stupidity on our part that we allow anything like this to happen, went to the Supreme Court, and the Chief Justice Roberts somehow got bought or something, and it's now law. We can still stop it. We gotta think about this. We gotta figure out how did that ever happen to start with. So, anyway, I grew up in a time when Americans believed in their government, and I was 5 when JFK got shot. And I remember, even at that young age, there was a great sense of pride in our government. We could do anything. We could go to the moon. We could quash any enemy that came along and tried to threaten our way of life. Even though at this time in my life, I realized that even back then, there was some monkey business going on with the president. We all love JFK. The whole country did. Even the people that didn't necessarily like his style of governing, we all loved the president of the United States, JFK. And we loved his wife, Jackie, because they were the hit couple. They were young, energetic. He had back problems, but they showed pictures of him when he was a kid playing football and with his brothers. And we just had this image that this is great. And I remember Jackie saying, "This is Camelot. It'll never be like this again." And she was prophetic. She was right. She realized what was going on. And we can get it back. And we could get it back for real, not BS. I mean, there's always some BS in it. You can't have government, especially one in charge of a gigantic amount of gross domestic product like we have. It's a huge amount of money, and it's really, really hard to not be tempted to go crazy like they all have so far. And the pot just keeps getting bigger, and it's harder and harder not to dip your hands in it. But we can get there. It'll take some discipline. It'll take some work. It will take a revolution, actually, to get to where we need to be. But I personally believe it's worth it. It's worth that effort. It's going to be a huge effort, folks. A revolution is not an easy thing. There's a lot of sacrifice and a lot of hard work involved in it. The alternative and the thing that makes it doable, the thing that makes it, yeah, let's get this thing done, is the alternative is dropping into the abyss, is becoming a third world country, is becoming a two-layer country where there's very few really, really rich people who have everything and it's all good for them, although it's really not, and the masses suffering. I mean, literally, 50 years ago, we couldn't even imagine that this could ever happen to America, that we could fall back into the situation where we have a two-tiered life in this country that is, you know, the haves and the have-nots. We created something in this country that was an incredible experiment that worked perfectly for a couple hundred years, and it's called the middle class, where a huge majority of the country, almost everybody, gets in on the good stuff. And if you are willing to work your tail off, you can have something worth having, a nice home, a nice family, a car, a vacation. I mean, the American dream. It's still possible, folks, for my kids and their kids. The direction we're headed right now, it ain't going to happen. It sounds really good. Some people think it may sound really good where, yeah, we don't have to do nothing. We don't have to worry about nothing. All we got to do is wake up like little robots and run off to our meaningless little job and work for the government, and they'll take care of us and everything's perfect. Nah. At some level, every American, a matter of fact, every human on this planet knows that. On some level, they know that can't happen. A lot of people will deny that they know that because they want it. They want what they think will be an easy life. It ain't. But they think it'll be easy. All they got to do is do their little menial project and everything is taken care of. No, that's not how America works. That's not how any kind of life works. It can't work that way. We weren't created for that. We were created to go out and work our tails off, walk hundreds of miles if we have to, use our brains and our bodies to work hard and keep after it until we get what we want. And here's what I want, and here's what I think most people want in this country and probably in the world, and I'm not denying that for anyone. I think it should be for everyone, but everyone has to work. Everybody has to get out of that cart and push, and once we do that, once we get everybody pushing who can push, then things will get different. But as long as we got half the country in that cart and only half pushing, and some of that half that's pushing ain't pushing very hard, it don't work. The cart comes to a stop, and when that cart comes to a stop, bad things happen. Matter of fact, it doesn't just stop, it starts rolling backwards. And that's bad. That is bad stuff that we don't want, okay? So, Americans and no one on this planet, when you get right down to it, is entitled to health care. Sorry to break that news to you, but it's true. As compassionate as we are as Americans, we want everybody to have adequate solutions to their health needs, even if they don't give a shit about themselves. I'm here to tell you, it's sitting on your butt all day and doing nothing but griping about how horrible things are ain't going to get it. It's not going to get you health care. I mean, you can dream about it and you can hope for it and you can have politicians in Washington telling you that that's going to be the case, but it's not. I've described in earlier podcasts how we fixed that problem, and I'll go over it again here briefly. We get rid of the insurance companies and the government, and we plug doctors directly into the patients without the government and without insurance companies in the way. That's how we fix it. And it's possible. It won't be real easy, but we can do that, and then we got to do it. And what that means is when you think long-term about that, and this is why some people are going to be opposed to it, if you're sitting on your butt all day and you're not doing nothing, you won't be able to get any doctor to come see you. You will, actually, because 100 years ago, it worked. You get sick, the doctor comes to see you. Well, let me back up a little bit. 100 years ago, not very many people were sitting around on their butt all day long doing nothing because you had to work or you died from starvation. And see, that's where we need to get back to, is if you're not working some kind of way, you don't have to be a brain surgeon or a rocket scientist, and there's no shame. There is no shame in working in a restaurant or working on a line or even working for the government. I mean, we will have government workers because you got to have workers working the government. We just can't have nearly as many as we got now. But there's no shame in not being the top dog. There's no shame in not being the rocket scientist. Everybody's job has value and has worth, and that's why you get paid for it. To think that you can go get some little meaningless job and expect to get huge payments and all the health care and all the everything that you ever wanted for that is crazy. You can't do it. You know, I'm kind of sounding like I'm contradicting myself when I say there's no shame in that. There isn't any shame in having a job that's not a rocket scientist or a doctor or a lawyer. You do what you want to do, but you got to do something, see? And everybody knows that, really. I mean, some level, they know you can't just sit around and get stuff. You have to work in this life. That's how we were created. We were created to have strife, to overcome. If people want the easy life and no problems ever come up, but we're not built that way. We got to have problems to overcome. Otherwise, it's boring. I mean, think about it in real terms for a little while. Just sit back and think about this for a while. If you never had any problems, if you never had any issues, if you never had any mountains to climb, you'd get so bored, you would die. You would just die of boredom. So we have to have these obstacles. And it's part of life. And it's going to come up. Things aren't going to go exactly the way you want them up to all the time. And in reality, that's great because it gives you the opportunity to overcome the obstacle. And that's what we do. That's what we are designed to do. Our brains and our bodies together were built, designed to overcome obstacles. And it's cool. It's not a prison sentence, and it's not hard, but it's rewarding. Once you have, I mean, think about it back. Think back in your life. At some point, you did run into an obstacle that you had to overcome. Remember the part. Don't think about the hard part, and don't think about the when you were going, gosh dang, why does this always happen to me? Think about it did happen, and you overcame it. And think about how great that felt once you did that. Fortunately, it's not continuous. We overcome obstacles and then we ride for a while and it's okay. And that's the good part. That's the payoff. And then something else comes up and you overcome that and it's good, and you feel good about yourself because you did something really hard, and you won that battle, and you feel good about yourself, and you ride for a while. Things are good. You work hard, you get a little payoff, and then something else comes along. It never stops. Sometimes it gets overwhelming, and generally speaking, it becomes overwhelming because you sit back and you're riding for too long, and then something comes up, and you kind of push it off, and you go, oh, I'll take care of that later. And that's okay, too. That happens. It's human nature. But when it gets to the point where it is overwhelming because you slacked off a little bit and you let some of this stuff build up, don't stop and go, oh, I'm going to let the government take care of it. No. Nope, 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 nope. Get after it. One step at a time. I mean, there's all kinds of people and books and stuff out there to tell you how to baby step through it and get past it. One step at a time. And it doesn't matter what it is. You can get past it. You can work hard and get past it. And that's what we got to do, each and every one of us, each and every American. When something comes up, tackle it. Get it taken care of. Get it handled. And then we'll get back to that. I mean, once we get, it seems simplistic to think about it like that, but it's really not simple to get everybody on board with this, but we got to. But once we get there, we'll be back to that America that we all know. We'll be back to those few decades there where everything was good, where everybody believed in America. You know, we had a foreign exchange student come and live with us from Japan. In a conversation that I was having with her, we were talking about when they were signing up to be exchange students, they were given the opportunity to say where they wanted to go. Of course, they wouldn't always get what they wanted, but they were given the opportunity to say where they wanted to go. And she said, everybody, and this was in the 1980s, everybody wanted to go to America. Well, almost everybody, 90% or higher, wanted to go to America. That's where they wanted to go. Since then, we've dropped down a lot in the view of the world, but we can get back there. And, you know, it's like some people maybe hear me say this and go, we don't need that. We don't want to be the envy of everybody. Well, yeah, we do, actually. I mean, we got the ability to do it. Let's go ahead and do it. And then when people are not envying us, but people are going, hey, those folks over there in America, they know what's going on. They got an idea what's happening here. We want to be like that. And instead of having people wanting to kill us, we're going to have people going, hey, teach us how to do that. You guys make some stuff, we want it. We want to buy your stuff. And it's good. It's real good. We're going to be that big brother. And as I said in previous podcasts, we're not going to colonialism again. We're not going to try to take everybody over. We don't need to now. Well, we never did, but we don't. We can be ourselves. We can be America with what we got right now, and we can let everybody else be themselves. They can do their thing. They can create stuff, and we buy their stuff if they got good stuff. We build stuff here. We make stuff here, and they buy our stuff. It's the old add value. Once you've taken some basic resources and turned them into something useful, it's adding value to it. You can charge people for that morally and ethically, and not gouge them, but just add value to something, put it out there, let people buy if they want. If they don't have to. You don't have to force anything on anybody. And they look at it and they go, wow, that is really good. That computer that they make in America, that's the best computer out there. That phone they make in America, that's the that they created in America, that's the best phone out there. Let's buy that. I'm not going to go into great detail about where it's made and all that stuff, because I've gone into that before. Yeah, we'll make the cool stuff that everybody wants, and people will buy stuff from us, and we'll get out of this mess we're in. And we won't be the only ones out there making cool stuff. Everybody in the world is going to make cool stuff, and we buy from each other, and we quit trying to gouge people, and we quit trying to get over on people. All we do is we create cool stuff and let people buy it. And that creates the pot of gold, and from there, we all succeed. Everybody succeeds. Everybody does well. And we can get there. And it's never going to be perfect even. That's something that a lot of politicians want everybody to think that, yeah, we can make this even where everybody is good to go. It'll never be even. Even when the politicians are saying that they want it to be and that they can get it there and that all you got to do is sell your soul to them and you can have everything you ever wanted. No, it'll never be that way. You work hard, you use your brain, and you get the good stuff. If you don't want to work so hard, that's all right. As long as you're working, as long as you're pushing that card, I don't care how hard you're pushing it. As long as you're pushing it, it's fine. There is a little luck involved. Some people get lucky and things go right for them. But generally speaking, the harder you work, the bigger reward. And that's fine. That's how it should be. And to have the government come in and say, no, you don't have to work hard. All you got to do is sell your soul to the government devil. And all your needs will be taken care of and you'll be happy the rest of your life. It won't happen. You won't be happy. I mean, think about it. Think about that person I was talking about on the news screaming because they don't have their Obama phone and they're not getting their health care. And they're not happy, folks. They're not happy. I don't want to be that person. Maybe there's a few of you out there that do, but not many, really. I mean, when you get right down to it, most people want to work hard. As long as you know it's a fair playing field, which is something we got to get to, maybe even more than we are right now. And I'm not saying that there's any individual group that's not being have a level playing field for them. It's a true level playing field that I'd like to get to. And then everybody, depending on how hard you work and how creative you are and how cool you can add value to things so that other people want them. And it could be anything. It could be entertainment. I mean, you know, people in Hollywood make a lot of money because they provide something that a lot of people want. Cool. And we pay for it. We go to the movies to see these people perform. And that's cool. It's fantastic. Doctors perform something that we all want and need. And that's cool. And they get paid for it. Ditch diggers do something that we all want and need. And it's cool. And they get paid for it. You know, on and on and on. Teachers. Firemen, policemen, business people, entrepreneurs, get on board with something and do it, and everybody doing it, it'll be good. It's good. It's a good thing. We got to get out of that place where the government's a thug. You're walking down the street and some bad guy comes up behind you and you hear the gun cock and they say, give me your wallet. Well, that guy's going to take everything out of your wallet. The government, they don't do it that way. They only take half. Or a little more than half. It's still at gunpoint. Right now, they got a lot of power. And we got to get some of that power back from them. Because it's we the people. It still is in this country. We the people run this country. Not the government. We elect these people to go out and represent us. And take care of the stuff we don't want to do. Building roads, etc. And running the military. And we got to get back to those few things that the federal government's supposed to do. And that's a different story. We're not going to talk about it right now today, but there are not very many things the federal government's supposed to do. And we're going to get back there, folks. We're going to get back to where the federal government's doing what they do. State governments do what they do. County governments do what they do. Local governments do what they do. We're going to get to the point where it's not the federal government doing everything or trying to do everything. And we're not going there, folks. We are not going there. I'm not going there. And there's a lot of people like me, and like it or not, we're going to win this one because we're motivated. I mean, when push comes to shove, the guy that's out there working his tail off is going to win. The guy sitting around going, hey, give me my health care. Give me my Obama phone. You guys, you're not going to win. I mean, it's kind of seems like you are right now, but push comes to shove, you're not going to win because you're a bunch of lazy wimps. And lazy wimps don't win fights. The tough guys to get out there and get after it are the guys that wins that fights. We gotta keep in mind that part of that fight is the liberal press. And right now, that liberal press is behind the politicians. And I want to reiterate again right now that the liberal politicians, the Democrats, and the conservative politicians, the Republicans, are actually one and the same. We got to remember that. We got to keep that in mind. And I've talked about it before, it's the machine. Don't matter if you're Republican or Democrat, part of the machine. The only people that really aren't part of the machine, and they are kind of in a little ways, but they're our only hope right now as far as what we got to be doing here. are the Tea Partiers, the part of the Republican Party that's going, no, we are not part of the machine. We are a different breed. We're the real people. And that's what we're fighting, folks, is the liberal press, who pretty much pull the wool over the eyes of us Americans right now. We gotta open our eyes and see that the wool's being pulled over by the liberal press. And we got to get to new media, which is what I am, New Media Central. And we got to go, wait a minute, those guys are lying to us. They've got an agenda. They want to take over this country. They want to be the supreme rulers of this country and go to that two-tiered thing I was talking about, where there's a few that are really doing good and the rest of us are just little robots. We're getting away from that. We got to fight. And we got two factions that are grouped together, that are working together, that we got to fight. And that's the media and the government. We got to win this battle. We got to realize that the mainstream press is pulling wool over our eyes, and we got to quit. I watch national news every morning, but I always watch it knowing that most of that what they're saying is BS. But it does give you the news. Whatever's happening in the world, you get to find out about it there. What they're telling you about it's not necessarily right, but you get to know about what's going on in the world. And they spotlight things they want to spotlight for their agenda, but we still get to find out what's going on in the world by watching that stuff. And that's okay. I'm not saying don't ever watch the mainstream media because they're so full of themselves. Go ahead and watch them, realizing that a lot of what they're saying is BS, and you got to be careful about that. But then turn to the new media, you know, talk radio. I know there's some bias against talk radio with some people because it's, my wife calls it hate radio. It's not hate radio. It's real. I mean, there's some crazies out there, and that's okay. But the thing about it is, the thing that makes it good, the thing that makes it what you want to be listening to, is it's real. It's not contrived BS created by the government and the mainstream media. And there's lots of other stuff too, folks. I mean, me on this podcast, others with podcasts, talk radio, websites, anything to get away from that mainstream media that really is trying to brainwash us into thinking that the government's okay and what they're doing is okay, and it's not. And we got to stop it before it gets out of hand. And it almost is there. It's not yet. We got to fight. And if it means a revolution, we got to do a revolution. I mean, it's not like, okay, let's do a revolution. It happens. It's spontaneous. We start going in the direction that I'm talking about, and there's going to be some resistance from people who like things the way they are because they're profiting incredibly from it. And so that's how the revolution happens. The revolution is when the good guys go, this ain't working for us, this ain't right, and they start to make changes. And the status quo people, the people that have been running things for a while, don't want it to change because they like things the way they are. That's the revolution. It's the fight between the good and the bad, the good and the evil. It's not like we're standing around going, we're going to start a revolution and win this thing. A revolution happens when you start the fight. That's where we got to go. Sorry. I mean, I don't really want to think about, yeah, a big fight. Actually, I'm a little bit excited about it, but I don't want to think about a lot of pain and suffering and people having a lot of trouble, which is going to happen. Should have never gotten to this point, but it's here. And so we got to fight. There's going to be some pain and suffering, but it'll be worth it. It's like I said, things come up and you got to tackle them. This thing has come up. It's a pretty big thing. It's the entire government and big business and the mainstream media. They got a good thing going for themselves. It's not working for the rest of us, and we got to fight. And we're going to win. And we're going to get back to that America that people of my generation and the generation before know all about, where it was good. We're going to do it for our kids and their kids. And it's doable. And it's worth the fight. It's worth fighting for. So let's go ahead and think about it. Get that in your mindset. Go, hey, we got a fight coming. I'm up for it. We got to do it. Otherwise, we're going to fall into that pit that nobody wants to get into. And even the people who are pushing us that way, they some level, they realize that it's not going to work. I mean, it never does. If we get to that point where all the countries in the whole world are socialist and just a very, very small number of people are really getting all the good stuff, and the huge majority are just little robots. That don't work either. I mean, for them, it seems kind of good, and it's getting to that point where it's totally broken and so far off into the future, they go, well, we don't really even care if it breaks at some point. We're good. You know, for myself, my generation, and my kids, if it breaks 200, 300 years down the road, we don't even really care about that. You know, things change along the way, and those stupid robots are going to figure out how to fix it. Let's not wait till then. Let's not get there. Let's fix it now and get back to where we were. American exceptionalism. And it's a good thing. It can be. But we want to make sure that it is.